Welcome back. Today we are looking at a question that appears in finance podcasts, startup videos, and family dinners. Should you invest in a stock market or own a business? Both choices can build wealth, but they feel very different in daily life. One can be quiet and passive. The other can demand your time, attention, and energy. This topic matters in many countries now. Prices are high, careers feel less stable, and more people want financial freedom. Some buy index funds every month. Others try to buy a small company or start one. As we go, listen for the trade-offs. Who has control? Who carries the stress? Who can sleep better when the economy turns weak? By the end, you should be able to explain both paths in clear English. Let's start with the stock market. A common example is an S&P 500 index fund. When you buy one, you own tiny pieces of 500 large American companies. You do not need to choose one winner. You spread your money across technology, healthcare, banks, stores, and factories. That spread is called diversification. It matters because companies do not move in the same way at the same time. One year energy may rise, another year tech may fall. A broad fund can soften those shocks. It will not remove risk, but it can reduce the damage from one bad bet. Many workers like this path because it fits ordinary life. They set up an automatic monthly investment and keep going. They do not need to interview staff, answer customer emails, or worry about late invoices. The market still moves up and down, but the daily work is light. The power of this method often comes from compounding. If returns stay invested, future gains can grow on top of earlier gains. Over 10 or 20 years, that effect can become strong. It is not exciting every week, but it can be effective. Quiet money habits often beat dramatic decisions. Now compare that with owning a business. This could mean starting a software tool, buying a local cleaning company, or taking over a small accounting firm. Instead of buying tiny pieces of many companies, you control one operation. That can create bigger upside, but it also creates sharper pressure. A business grows by serving real customers and making more money than it spends. That sounds simple, but the details are hard. The owner must find demand, set prices, manage costs, and keep quality high. If the product does not solve a real problem, growth usually stops fast. Here, product market fit becomes important. That phrase means customers truly want what the business offers. A cafe may have a nice logo and good music, but if people do not return, the fit is weak. A software tool with strong fit solves a painful problem, so users stay and pay. Margins also change the story. Gross margin is the money left after direct costs. A software company often has high gross margins because one product can be sold again and again. A cleaning company may have lower gross margins because each new client needs labor, supplies, and travel. After that, owners watch operating margin. This is what remains after salaries, rent, software bills, marketing, and other running costs. Strong operating margins give a company room to breathe. They help during slow months. They also create cash for hiring, product updates, or expansion into a new market. This leads to operating leverage. If a business can add customers without adding much cost, profits can rise quickly. A software product often works this way. Once the system is built, one more user may cost very little. That is one reason investors get excited about digital businesses. A local service company usually grows in a more physical way. More customers may require more workers, more vans, more training, and more scheduling. That does not make it a bad business. In fact, many small service firms produce steady income. But the growth path is often slower and more hands-on. Control is where business ownership becomes attractive. If you own a company, you can change the website, train the team, cut weak services, or raise prices. In an index fund, you cannot do any of that. You are a passenger. In your own company, you are closer to the steering wheel. But control has a price. If sales drop on Monday, the owner feels it immediately. If a supplier raises prices, the owner must react. If a key employee quits before a busy season, the owner may spend the weekend solving the problem. Freedom and responsibility arrive together. Risk also looks different in each path. With a broad fund, one company can fail, and the whole portfolio may still survive. With one business, the problems are concentrated. One lost client can hurt cash flow. One weak product launch can delay growth. One lawsuit can drain time and money. Small businesses often face key person risk, Sometimes one founder holds the customer relationships, technical knowledge, and sales skill all at once. If that person gets sick or leaves, performance can drop fast. There is also customer concentration. If one client brings 40% of revenue, that client has real power. Cash flow can create stress even in a profitable company. Imagine a firm that pays wages every 2 weeks, but gets paid by customers after 60 days. On paper, the business is earning money. In real life, the bank account may feel tight. Owners call this working capital pressure. Stock funds are easier to exit. This is called liquidity. If you need money, you can usually sell shares quickly during market hours. A business is harder to sell. You may need months to find a buyer, share records, answer questions, and negotiate price. Some owners want out, but cannot leave fast. Still, a business can offer optionality. A good company might become a stable income machine. It might open in new cities. It might launch a second product. It might become attractive to a larger buyer. These paths can create life-changing value, especially if the business has loyal customers and strong margins. Debt makes the choice even more serious. Some investors borrow to buy assets. Some founders borrow to buy equipment, inventory, or another company. Leverage can speed up growth when things go well. But if sales slow or interest rates rise, debt can turn a manageable problem into a dangerous one. Another issue is dilution. When founders sell part of the company to raise money, they may grow faster, but their ownership becomes smaller. This is common in startups, yet end with a much smaller slice than expected. Growth and control do not always move together. So which path is better? There is no universal answer. An investor with no special business skill may do well with a simple index fund plan. A founder with strong sales skill, industry knowledge, and stamina may create much more value through ownership. The better path often depends on personal edge. That is why this question is really about lifestyle as well as returns. Do you want calm systems or daily decisions? Do you want broad diversification or direct control? Do you want evenings free, or are you willing to trade time for a chance at larger upside? Money is only part of the answer. Question: what does buying an S&P 500 index fund usually mean? It means owning tiny pieces of 500 large American companies through one fund. Question: why do many people like index funds? Answer: they offer diversification, need little daily work, and are easy to buy and sell. Question: what is product market fit? Answer: it means customers truly want the product or service and keep choosing it. Question: why can a service business grow more slowly than a software business? Answer: because each new customer may require more workers, time, and direct cost. Question: what is one big lifestyle difference between these two paths? Answer: index investing is mostly passive, while business ownership needs active decisions and problem solving. So the choice is not simply stock market versus business. It is also passive versus active, liquid versus hard to sell, and low control versus high responsibility. For many people, a broad fund is a smart base. For others, owning a business fits their skills and ambition better. Neither path is magic. Each one rewards patience, clear thinking, and honest self-knowledge. If you learned new words today, try using them out loud. Diversification, margin, liquidity, and product market fit. When you can explain money ideas in simple English, your confidence grows fast. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next story.